Hello, it's the 14th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Biggleswade woman endured a 14-hour nightmare after a man entered her apartment, wrecked its contents and sexually assaulted her while her children slept in a room close by. 29-year-old Daniel Popperly was under the influence of both illegal drugs and alcohol, misled the victim into believing he had an urgent need to use her toilet at Luton Crown Court Heard. After she allowed him to enter, he would not leave again for another 14 hours. Once he'd left, she fled to a family member's home where she contacted the police. Popperly was later taken into custody where he faces 40 months behind bars. Shona Birkby, a detective sergeant with Beds Police, said, "The physiological impact this ordeal has had on the survivor in this case is huge. I cannot commend her enough in coming forward to ensure Popperly has been put behind bars." Waiting times at Bedford Hospital A&E are rising due to increased pressure, the service announced. Patients are being warned that only the most serious of cases will be prioritised. Regular operations are due to resume at the beginning of next week. Tufnell's Parcels Express Limited is facing administration after more than 100 years in operation. The company, which is home to the Big Green Parcel Machine, has a depot in Leighton Buzzard, which is expected to close. Of its 2,100 national employees, only 128 will remain at the company. Intense competition and difficult business environment was given as justification. A new regional crisis CAF support scheme has been launched by Mind BLMK. Its aim is to provide a one-to-one counselling session and information service for those struggling with mental health challenges. No appointment is necessary. The programme will cover the areas of Bedford, Luton and Milton Keynes. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.